This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome, everyone. Blue Demon Baseball is on the air. And we're having a doubleheader tonight. First game of our doubleheader. Clark in town, the Indians. And this is going to be a matchup of two teams that find themselves at the bottom of the conference standings. But both teams with capable ball clubs. And as we get underway here, just underway, there's two runners on for Clark as we open up this this first inning of this doubleheader. Austin Summers on the mound. Is going to back-to-back walks. And at the plate now. And here's a strike. That'll be 1-1 on the batter. Runners at first and second. Both have reached on base on balls. Just underway here. Windy night. The wind coming out of the northeast. Summers with a windup. Brings a high fastball. Popped straight up on the infield. Shortstop calls for it. Ethan Gray makes the catch at short for the first out of the inning. One away. And check that that's out number two. Mitch Lampe, the batter for Clark. Two away, runners at first and second. Just underway here in this doubleheader. Pitch number one to Lampe on the outside, upstairs, ball one. We'll get the defensive alignments and your Blue Demon batting order. We come back at the bottom half of the inning here. But just underway, here's the second pitch. Popped up and out of play. That's going to move the count to 1-1. Austin Summers on the mound for the Blue Demons. Strong right-handed hurler. Having a good senior season. Summers goes to the windup, looks back. Brings a fastball around the outside corner. Swing and a miss, strike two. Austin has three starts on the season. He's 0-3 on the mound. ERA of 1.47, so he's had a real nice year here. But here's a steal attempt down to third base. The throw down to Summers, covering the bag at third. The runner's out. Grabber to Summers at third for the third out of the inning. And while two walks were given up by the Blue Demon pitching staff, the Indians are going to come out of this top half of the inning with no runs. We'll go to the bottom half when we come back here. Back to Blue Demon Baseball. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, it's Amanda from Garver Animal Health Center in Albia. Our team consists of seven veterinarians and a large, experienced, caring support staff who are eager to serve you. Our large animal veterinarians work southern Iowa and northern Missouri. We provide complete care to companion animals at three locations. Give us a call at Animal Health Center of Oskaloosa, 673-5525, Animal Health Center of Knoxville at 828-2101, and Garver's Animal Health Center in Albia at 932-3455.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back. Just underway here in the South Central Conference doubleheader. The Blue Demons and the Indians going down to Albia. Clark and the Indians able to get a couple of walks to open things up, but not able to come up with any runs as Albia shut him down with a throw-out attempt at third base to end the inning. And so the Blue Demons get out of the top half of this inning without giving up a run. Now the bats will start in action here, and that'll bring up Hunter Hastings, the outstanding senior center fielder. Really, what a career he's had here at Albia. And trying to build on senior year here. That's a rebuilding year a little bit here in terms of replacing some big shoes off last year's team. This team starting to find its groove. And this will be a team that Albius, that as the season goes along, you're going to see them continue to get better and better. And they're a team just like last year's team that towards the end of the year they were playing their best baseball. And that's, I think, what the forecast looks like here in this season. Hastings at the plate, 321 on the season. 1-1 count here. Here comes the second delivery. It's a line shot right up the middle. That's how you get things going. And Hastings leads off this opening inning with a leadoff single. And that'll bring up Ethan Gray. Outstanding shortstop. Ethan so smooth out there at short. Just a junior, so he's got another year here. Consistent hitter. Going to put the ball in play for you. Ethan stands in. He's batting 348 on the season. A junior faces around to bunt. Pitch inside. Hastings will get back. Ethan did a good job of pulling that back. Nearly hit him. Hastings over at first. Leadoff single. Nobody out here. Bottom of the first inning. Again, another bunt by Gray. He lays out in front of the pitcher. Moves the runner over. Gets the job done. The sacrifice by Ethan Gray moving Hastings over to second base. Now puts him in scoring position. That'll bring up Griffin Osing. Osing playing right field tonight. Osing an outstanding catcher as well. He'll play catcher, pitcher, and right field. Hastings down to second. One away here. Bottom of the first inning. Here comes the offering to Osing. Call strike right over the outside corner. On the mound for the Indians. Tall right-handed thrower. Devaney. Here's a blooper hit into left field. It's going to drop in there for a single. Hastings will advance to the third. Corners. So good baseball being played here offensively by the Blue Demons here in this opening inning. Hastings led off with a single, and he has advanced down to second on a sacrifice bunt by Gray. And now Griffin Osing puts with his single puts runners at the corner. Austin Luce will stand in. Austin really seeing the ball well here, really getting a lot of metal on the bat. Here's a throw down to second, cut off by the shortstop. Hastings will stay there, so that will be a stolen base for Griffin Osing. Now runners in scoring position. Two runners out there for Austin Luce, the junior. 357 on the season. He's got four RBIs, and a single here might score two more for the Blue Demons. One away, bottom of the first inning. Here's a pitch outside, a curveball. Called our swing and a miss, strike two. 0-2 here on Luce. Really want to put the ball in play here. Pitcher and catcher will have a little conversation out on the mound. We'll take a look at the South Central Conference, its standings. Osing down at second. Hastings over at third. Here's a ground ball hit towards third. Hastings has to hold the long throw over the first, and just in time, Austin Luce, very fleet of foot, nearly beat that out. But unfortunately, the ground up 5-3 put out leaves both runners at second and third. Now to bring up the catcher, Gabe Gravert, another junior. This is a junior strong club. Gabe, the throw out from the catcher position down the third for the final out of that opening half of this inning. We're just underway here. It's double hitter tonight. We're going to have two for you, folks. Stick around all night long. Been a little while since I've been on the old broadcast booth, and so shake the rust off a little bit. So you'll have to bear with me here as I get back here into not midseason, early season form. Gravert takes a swing and a miss. 1-1 the count. Two down. Runners at second and third. Hastings led things off with the single. Gray moved him down to second with the sacrifice bunt. Here's a blooper hit in Shallow right out there behind second base. It'll be grabbed by the second baseman for the third down of the inning. So the Blue Demons leave two stranded, and they'll go to the top of the second inning with no score. We'll come right back. More baseball to come your way. Doubleheader tonight. To the top of the second we go here in the first one. Albia 0, Clark 0 when we come back to Blue Demon Baseball.
Having problems with your back, your neck, having headaches, feel like you just can't get around like you should? See Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center of Albia. He'll get you on a regimen to rehab your body and strengthen you so the problem doesn't become chronic. Friendly, courteous, caring, and professional. That's Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center at 909 South Clinton in Albia. Set up an appointment at 932-2939.
We'd like to thank those of you who are involved in agriculture. Ag people feed the world. But our farmers and ranchers don't always get appreciated for their dedication. It takes a lot of hard work to make crops grow, and it takes a lot of guts to put it all on the line and face conditions that are not always cooperative. We support agriculture by investing in it with loans for operations, equipment, and livestock. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Hawkeye Lumber says now, 40% off everything in our store except plywood and lumber. Here's your chance to save on hundreds of items at 40% off. There is still a great selection of items for your building needs. Don't delay. Come in today. Remember now, 40% off everything in the store except plywood and lumber. Don't miss this going out of business sale. That's Hawkeye Lumber, Highway 23 South in Oskaloosa.
With the tenacity of a bear, they'll give their all to help protect your family with a big, cozy bundle that saves you money on insurance. In fact, your Farm Bureau Financial Services agent can help you save money and time when you combine your home and car insurance in a single policy. If you add life insurance, you could save up to 5% more. Want to save money and keep your insurance simple? Call or visit your Farm Bureau agent today.
In Albia, that's Brad Witt. Call him at 641-932-7873.
The world of farming is changing. Will you be ready? The demands on agriculture keep growing. Your challenge is to continue to keep pace. To be successful, you'll need equipment that can get the most out of every inch of land, innovations that help you work faster, and advice from people who know your field as well as they know their equipment. Case IH can help you be ready. See your Case IH dealer, Titan Machinery, at 2350 Highway 23, Oskaloosa today, or call 673-7102.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
CS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We are Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
No score here at the top of the second inning. Clark and Al be going at this first game of our doubleheader. Leadoff batter Lampe reached. Here's a blooper into right field. Picked up by Osing over to second for the force out. That's out number one. Quick heads up baseball that time by the right fielder, Griffin Osing. A little blooper hit right off the edge of the grass behind second base. Osing charging in, grabbed it on one hop, threw it over to Gray covering the bag at second base for the force out, out number one. One down here, top of the second inning, no score. And that'll bring up number 18, Colin Morris. sophomore. Here comes a pitch. Just missed. Austin Summers on the mound for the Blue Demons. There is no score. A little windy out here tonight, trying to keep all the all the papers from flying away. A little bit of a challenge. Here's a steal attempt. Down to second here. Throw down to second. In time! Gabe Gravert's perfect at throwouts tonight. Another steal attempt, and Gravert throws it down to second. Austin O'Leary over there covering the bag. Did a great job of concentrating, bringing the ball in. The runner was coming. That's a tough place to be, folks. The throw out by Gravert, out number two. Two down here. Back to the plate we go. Cullen Morris, sophomore, at the plate. Pitch on the outside corner, fastball, strike one. 2-1 the count. Summers with the windup. Brings the heat right down the heart of the plate, strike two. Austin, big and strong. He can overpower the batter. Then he drops down and comes sidearm on you. And here's another fastball, fouled up and out of play. 2-2 count, 2 away, top of the second inning. Two's across the board. Defensively for the Blue Demons, we'll take a look at the defensive alignment. As Austin Summers brings the 2-2 offering upstairs, full count. Austin Summers on the mound. Gabe Gravert catching over at first base. Austin loose. Second base, Austin O'Leary playing the shortstop position. Ethan Gray, third base, Christian Summers. Here's a pitch. Did he go? And yes, they're going to call it strike three. And so the Blue Demons is able to retire the Indians. No runs, no hits. And only and no runners left on base. Bottom half of the second we go. No score. Albia, the Indians, coming up right to this timeout.
Are you thinking of having an auction? Reed Auction Company can help you with real estate, farm machinery, construction equipment, fundraisers, benefits, commercial liquidation, or an estate auction. Give the team of auctioneers at Reed Auction Company of Albia and Atumwa a call at 777-8348 for Ryan Reed or Mark Bettis at 799-1854. They will treat you with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. That's Reed Auction Company.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And all vehicles come with a 24-hour roadside assistance free of charge. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
No score here. Bottom of the second inning. Standing at the plate, big number six. He's on the mound tonight. And that's Austin Summers. Here's the first pitch called strike one. Austin on the year, batting 333, senior. He's got a double and a home run, and four RBIs. Here's a ground ball up the middle. That'll be a single for Austin Summers. He'll lead things off, and for the second straight inning, Albia's got the leadoff runner on base. We'll see if they can do something with it here. And that'll bring up Justin McKim. McKim starting and playing left field tonight. Justin, a great story here. Justin hadn't played baseball since Little League. Decided to make another try here his senior year. He finds himself getting several starts. Doing a great job out there. Talking to him away from the game. He's having a lot of fun. Wanted to get back to a game he loved. Here as he closed out his high school career. Ball upstairs, 2-0. Austin Summers over at first. He led the inning off with a leadoff single. Justin McKim at the plate. 2-0 count here. There's a ball three. Justin batting 250 on the season. 3-0 count right here. Here comes the 3-0 offering outside, and McKim will pick up the base on ball. So two runners on. Runner first and second after the base on balls, and that'll bring up the third baseman, Christian Summers. Christian, part of that strong junior class. Number five, playing number five on the field. That's third base. Stands in. Christian, 286 on the season. Gets a look. He wants to make sure that the he gets the sign correctly. Calls timeout. He goes down to talk to Coach Kegel. What a great staff we got. Coach Boyd Britton, I believe his 17th year as the head coach of the Albion Blue Demons. Coach Kegel with him most of that time. And Coach Gravert in the dugout for the Blue Demons. Now, actually, he's over at first base coaching tonight. Some quality men leading these players for the Blue Demons. Lots of baseball experience out there coaching these guys around the base path. Here comes the first offering. Summer shows bunt. Looked like the bunt run was on. Austin Summers, seeing the bunt wasn't down, backs off. 0-1 here. Christian chased a low fastball down the dirt, trying to bunt it. Next attempt, curveball hangs up high. Oh, called that strike two. Finds himself in the hole here. 0-2. Christian Summers runners at first and second. Austin Summers with the leadoff single at second. McKim with the walk over at first base. Here's a swing and a miss. Strike three for the first down of the inning. And that'll bring up Austin O'Leary. O'Leary, a sophomore. Boy, he has really come to life here. He's number four playing number four position at the plate. Here's a pitch upstairs. Austin ducks down, gets underneath that one. Pitcher has struggled getting the strikes here in the early going. Runners at first and second. One away here. Bottom of the second inning. Double hitter tonight for you. Blue Demons and Clark. South Central Conference action. And I promised earlier that I'd get to the conference standing. Here comes the next offering. And there's a called strike. And that'll move the count to 1-1. In the conference, Davis County leading the conference. Not a real surprise there. They're perfect on the season, 13-0, but they're playing Sheraton tonight, so that could change as the Chargers take a perfect record to Bloomfield. Eddieville, Blakesburg right behind them. 7-3 are the Rockets. Centerville, 3-3 on the season. Clark, 2-8, and Albion, 1-9. This, folks, is a potent South Central Conference. You'd like to say it's balanced. I don't know if it's necessarily balanced as much as it is exceptionally competitive and lots of quality teams. You got to look at Davis County and say, hey, yeah, you know, roster-wise, they probably have the most Division I players on any roster here in Southern Iowa. But Sheraton, look at the number of seniors they have on their team, and along with Eddieville Blakesburg. Boy, that pitching staff at Eddieville Blakesburg and what they're doing with their talent. They got a great program as well in Centerville. And while the Blue Demons find themselves with only one win on the season, they've been in every ball game. 2-2 pitch here. Curveball hangs over and crosses the plate. Strike three. It's second down of the inning. Back-to-back strikeouts for Albion. With runners at first and second, you don't want to lose the opportunity. We open the inning up with two base runners on the pass. And that'll bring up Hunter Hastings. Hunter with the leadoff single to start the first inning. Now's the chance to score a run or two if he can come up with a single here. Austin Summers down at second base. He got the leadoff single to open up this bottom half of the second. McKim picks up the walk. He's over at first. Here's a little blooper behind first base. It goes foul, and now they reach of the first baseman. Hunter Hastings watched a lot of ball players play here in the blue jersey. Hunter's as smooth of a ball player as any of them that I've seen play. He
I think he's going to try to move on and play a little baseball next year as well. Here's a swing and a miss, and strike two. This pitcher, struggling at times, but has really found the curveball here in the last three batters. Pitch outside. This one stays outside. Ball two. Two and two the count. Two away here. Hunter Hastings at the plate. Scoring opportunity for the Blue Demons here in the bottom of the second inning. Another fastball, and this one gets right by Hastings for the third out. Three straight strikeouts to end the second inning after the first two batters get on base. And Albie will come out of the second inning empty-handed. We'll go to the top of the third. No score. We'll be right back. You're listening to Blue Demon Baseball.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Breaking news coming from Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa, where they have 20-inch by 20-inch carpet tiles, regularly $2.19 a square foot, now just 99 cents a square foot. And ceramic tiles, regularly $2.29 a square foot in two colors, now less than a dollar at 89 cents a square foot. Get that flooring project done with these great breaking news clearance price specials at Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa. We'll keep you posted for more news coming from Southern Iowa's largest floor store, Modern Floor.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Top of the third we go here. No score. The Indians coming up to bat here. Both teams have had runners on the base paths, but both teams have come up empty-handed. Leading things off for Clark is the shortstop, Redmond. Their batting average is, again, fighting this wind tonight. Probably can hear it through the mic. Pretty strong wind. It's coming out of, you know, it's blowing out tonight, which is a rarity around here because the field faces towards the southwest. And during the summer, obviously, the winds typically come in from the southwest. Austin Summers on the mound out in front of the batter, Redmond. 0-2 count here. Jacob Redmond, the sophomore, batting 250 on the season. Summers throws a fastball, fouled off, and Redmond stays alive here. Just underway, top of the third inning. No score. Albia has had the leadoff runner or leadoff batter of each inning get to the plate. Here is a changeup, and that's a swing and a miss, strike three for the first down of the inning. That'll bring up the center fielder, Drake Weedle. Here comes the first pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Looking at Weedle's average on the season. Batting 250. Next offering, swing and a miss, strike two. Summers doing a good job of working around the plate, so he's moving the pitch and moving the trajectory of the pitch. There's another strikeout, back-to-back strikeouts for Summers. We'll go to the top of the order here. Walker Adams will stand in. Two away here, top of the third inning. John Flattery joining me up here in the broadcast booth. He's going to help me keep these papers organized. Two gone, top of the third inning. Doubleheader tonight, folks, for just joining us. The Indians from Clark. And the Blue Demons going out here at the beautiful confines, Monroe County Sports Complex. Summers looks it in, hurls it in, swing and a miss, fouled off, got a piece of it. 1-1 the count. Two gone, top of the third inning. Austin Summers on the rubber for the Blue Demons in this first game. Here's a changeup, and Adams did a good job of fouling that off, staying alive here. So Austin out in front here. 1-2 the count. Boy, what a gorgeous night. Wind to the back of the batter. You'd think this would be a hitter's night tonight. Here's a pitch upstairs. 2-2 the count. You know, Austin's a little imposing out there on the mound. He's got that, he's big and he's strong. He's got that full beard going. Here's a little blooper hit in the center field. It'll one hop, and that'll be a single for the right fielder, Walker Adams. So two down. Runner over at first, and that'll bring up Taylor Andrews. Taylor Andrew, the senior, batting 357 on the, actually 217 on the season. This is an Indian club that has struggled at the plate. Their average as a team on the season, 151 batting average. Here's a ground ball, slow roller towards short. Gray picks it up, a long throw, the cannon over the first. Did he get it? Oh, they're going to say he was pulled off the base. I don't know. And it really doesn't matter what my opinion of that play is because he's safe at first. Runners at first and second. Looked like Gray got the throw there in time, but until they give me something blue to wear. And I'm sure they're smart enough not to put me out there with a counter and authority to make a decision. Runners at first and second after a couple of singles. And that'll bring up David May. May, 208 on the season. Two down. Oh, first two batters, Austin Summer struck out. Single. And another single. And now we got runners in first and second. Two gone. Here's a fastball, and it goes right out that outside corner. Strike one. David May at the plate. Here's a shot to Summers at third base. That'll be the third out of the inning. Christian reaches out, grabs that one, and brings it in for the third and final out of this third inning. We'll go to the bottom half of the third inning with no score. We'll come right back here to the Blue Demons when we come back after this timeout.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
When you're in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Right now, you can get a $50 rebate when you purchase the Hoyt Rampage or Rampage XT. Get yours at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, 932-2422.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Night of baseball here on the Thunder. Thunder Country KIIC. The Blue Demons and Indians going at it here in South Central Conference action. A doubleheader. Albia looking to pick up a couple of wins tonight. Really get the ship righted. They've struggled with the W, but when you look at their performance on the season, this has been a team that's been competitive in every ball game. Every ball game. This record could easily be the other direction, just a few bounces of the ball going the other way. But Ethan Gray, the shortstop, will lead things off for the Blue Demons. Gray, sacrifice bunt, his first time at the plate. Here's a swing and a miss. Strike one. Gray's batting average 348 on the season. consistently puts the ball in play. Left-handed batter. A little changeup goes outside. The curveball that did not break. And that's a windshield that didn't break, thank goodness. 0-2 count here. Ethan Gray stands in. Stares out the pitcher. Here comes the windup. A little trying to work that outside corner. And it bloops and goes over towards the Indian dugout. Out of play. 0-2 count here.
Wait in now.
Devaney, the pitcher, has had himself in trouble in each of the... Here's a little blooper into right field. Or left field. Left fielder comes in. He'll make the grab. Ethan did a good job of battling that pitch off, which is what you got to do, 0-2. You've got to just put a bat on it. Did a good job of putting the bat on it, but unfortunately it went out to the left fielder, who makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Here's a score coming in. It is Sheraton out in front of Davis County in their first game of the doubleheader tonight. 2-0 Sheraton over Davis County in the fourth inning. Here's a shot by Griffin Osing, hit towards the 300 mark. That ball is gone. Home run, Griffin Osing. Line drive home run, folks, and that went right over the two zeros on the 300-foot sign in that left field. Line shot. And that'll be the first run of the night for the Blue Demons. A home run, second one on the season. Griffin Osing. And that is a, boy, that was some kind of a cut he took of that ball. Line drive, home run, and that'll be out in front here, 1-0. That's how you get it done. Hard to play defense against that one. That'll bring up Austin Luce. Griffin Osing puts Albie up on the board, 1-0 here. Solo home run. Austin Luce stands in. First swing is a fastball upstairs that he can't get caught up to. Luce, the first baseman. He grounded out to the third baseman his first time at bat. There's a swing and a miss. A little curveball that trails away from the plate. Luce finds himself down 0-2 here. Albie out in front, 1-0. Luce at the plate. Fastball, he fouls off, but the catcher catches it. That's out number two. That'll bring up Gabe Gravert. Catcher, Gabe flew out to his first time at the plate to the second baseman. Left-handed batter stands in. Soccer year that young man has had as well. Gabe, outstanding job on the Blue Demon soccer team. You know, I see a lot of similarities between the baseball program right now and the soccer program. You look at the soccer program early on, they struggled to get their identity, but you could see the talent was developing. You knew that they had the talent to get the job done. And hopefully this baseball team, who's struggled to find that identity early on here, they'll do the same as the soccer program. And when it matters most at the end of the season, put together a fabulous run. Three straight years the Albie has been to the sub-state. Two away. Here's a fastball. Called strike. Two away. Griffin's got the only run for either team tonight. Albie out in front here. 1-0. Bottom of the third inning. Here comes the offering. A little shot towards the shortstop, over the shortstop's reached out glove. That'll go into left field, and that'll be a single for Gravert. Left-handed batter just reached out there, pushed the ball over the shortstop's glove, and that'll be a single. And now that'll bring up Austin Summers. Austin led off the second inning with a single. Austin improved his batting average. It came in .333, and he's going to move that up to .350. Gravert over at first. It's a fastball in the dirt. Stopped by the catcher, but Gravert's down to second base in a hurry. Did not hesitate. Soon as that dust got kicked up, Gabe was down to second base. Heads up running. Now, Gravert in scoring position for the Blue Demons. Again, South Central Conference fans, Sheraton is out in front of Davis County. And last update we have, 2-0 in the fourth inning. I won't call that an upset. I know some pundits would. Sheraton's got a outstanding ball club. Good coach. They're going to compete. They're 8-0 as well. Like I said, you look up and down the South Central Conference. It's stacked with quality teams. 2-1 count here. Austin Summers at the plate. The pitcher facing the pitcher. Here's a pitch called strike. Outside corner. 2-2 count here. Two away. Gabe Graver down at second base. Reached on a single. Advanced on the wild pitch. Pitcher looks back at second. Brings the pitch in. Swing and a miss. Strike three. High fastball inside. And Austin Summers not able to catch up with it for the third out of the inning. But the Blue Demons get on the board. A solo shot home run by Griffin Osing. And Albie's out in front here as we go to the top of the fourth inning. 1-0 Blue Demons. We'll be right back. You're listening to Blue Demon Baseball.
Hi, it's Amanda from Garver Animal Health Center in Albia. Our team consists of 7 veterinarians and a large, experienced, caring support staff who are eager to serve you. Our large animal veterinarians work southern Iowa and northern Missouri. We provide complete care to companion animals at 3 locations. Give us a call at Animal Health Center of Oskaloosa, 673-5525, Animal Health Center of Knoxville at 828-2101, and Garver's Animal Health Center in Albia at 932-3455.
This is Mike Gray with Albia Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albia Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albia Motor Company, right here in Albia, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
The PCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. Here's Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
One nothing Blue Demons. Griffin Osing gets the Blue Demons on the board. The solo shot home run in the bottom half of the third inning. And that'll move us here to the top of the fourth. And leading things off for the Indians is their pitcher. Austin Summers going the distance for the Blue Demons. Dylan Devaney. Sophomore, 192 average on the season. Stands in. Tall, lanky kid. DeVinny trying to help himself out here at the plate. As Albia leads 1-0, we'll try to keep you updated with the Davis County and Sheraton game. The score going there. Here's a curveball. Slow roller. Hit towards short. Gray with the chase. Strong throw. And now he's going to hold it. Good choice there. That'll be an infield single. That left his bat off the end of the bat and just rolled right past the outstretched arms of Austin Summers trying to field the right side of the pitcher's mound. Gray giving chase on the grass, couldn't come up with it. Lead-off single for Dylan Devaney. The pitcher down at first base, and that'll bring up Mitch Lampe, the catcher. Lampe, 143 batting average. Bunt right back to the pitcher. Summers comes up with it. Takes his time. Throws the first. He gets the out. But the sacrifice moves the base runner down to second base. Now to bring up Toby Bailey. Bailey, a senior. 136 batting average on the year. He's got a... runner in scoring position down at second base, the pitcher, Devaney. Here's a curveball, strike one. Summers on the mound, looks back at second, brings the heat, pop fly behind the catcher, Graver. giving chase. Looks it in. Oh, off the edge of his glove. Couldn't bring it in. Gabe did a great job. Got back there, got in position. One thing you don't prepare much for as a catcher is the wind. And when the ball gets up in the air tonight, that wind is going to help it and or move it. And for the batter tonight, with the wind blowing out, it's typically going to help the batter. 0-2 count here. Summers looks back. Curveball, swing and a miss, strike three. Got a little help that time from Bailey. As that ball trailed away upstairs. That'll bring up Colin Morris. Morris playing first base tonight. Looks at the ball in the outside corner. 1-0 count. Two gone here. Top of the fourth inning. 1-0 Albia. Griffin Osing. Solo shot, home run, the only run tonight. Austin Summers on the mound. Looks back, trying to hold the runner on. Leary and Austin will step off. Good choice there. Runner getting a nice fat lead. Holding on to a 1-0 lead, you want to make sure you keep that runner close to the bag. Runner moving. Here's a throw down the third in time, and Summers there to make the catch. And that is the second time tonight that the Indians have been thrown out trying to steal third base. So the Blue Demons will escape this fourth inning with no runs given up, and Indians will trail the Blue Demons when we come back to the bottom half of the fourth inning. 1-0 Albia when we come back. You're listening to Blue Demon Baseball.
My new coworkers at Barker Implement told me deer season would be the perfect time to start my new job. They knew that John Deere hay equipment would be flying out the door, and I would have to learn the ropes at a rapid pace. This is Sue, and you see, deer season allows our customers to save top dollar and offers interest rates as low as they can get on John Deere mower conditioners, balers, and rakes. And you can learn more about these limited time specials at ebarkers.com. Powered by green, driven by values.
Reed Excavation Company has the equipment and experience for all your needs, whether you're clearing a pasture of scrub trees and brush or dredging out a pond. Reed Excavating Company can dig your basement footings for your new home or addition, and when you're all done, they can grade your landscaping for your seeding. They can clean up that area of your property that has collected the debris of many years. They can haul up to 18 tons at a time. So call Reed Excavation Company at 641-777-2718.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Justin McKim, the senior, playing left field tonight, leading things off here this top of the fourth or bottom half of the fourth inning. Albia out in front, 1-0. Again, Griffin Osing with a solo shot home run, a line drive that cleared the fence with some distance, but only cleared it going over the top of it by about 3 or 4 feet. Split the double zeros out there on the 300 sign. And Griffin Osing with the second home run of the season gives Albia 1-0 lead. Here's a foul ball up and out of play. McKim finds himself in the hole here, 0-2. Justin picked up a base on balls his last time at the plate. Blue Demon's able to get runners on the base path, but with only one run to show for it. Here's a curve ball that just misses on the inside corner. Dylan Devaney. Got a nice-looking curveball. Long, good hurler for the Indians. Here's a ground ball, slow roller towards shortstop. Takes a hop. The shortstop comes up with a long throw to first in time. So McKim grounds out for the first out of the inning. 6-3 put out. Out number one. And that'll bring up the third baseman, Christian Summers. Christian on the season. 250 batting average. Struck out his first time at the plate. Summers stands in, bat right-handed batter. Here comes the first offering, and nearly hit him on the inside. Christian gets back up. I think he is getting some encouragement. I think a few of his teammates were saying, hey, that white ball looked pretty good in that blue jersey. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Got some happy feet there. That was upstairs as well. 1-1 count. One away. Bottom of the fourth inning. Here's a curveball. Hangs outside. Oh, call that strike two. Got to be prepared to go after that. He's been calling it pretty consistent out there. 1-2 count here. Here's a little ground ball towards the pitcher. He's going to come up with it. Tosses it over to the first baseman for the second out of the inning. A 1-3 put out. Got a scoring update coming in from Davis County. We'll get that to you here real quick, like, as Austin O'Leary gets ready to come to the batter's box. And I'll get a feed in my ear one more time and give you that update here just shortly on the Davis County Sheraton game. O'Leary at the plate, two away. First pitch outside in the dirt, ball one. The score coming in here, it's Davis County gaining the lead over Sheraton, 3-2 in bottom of the fourth inning. So Davis County must be making some noise in their bottom half of their fourth inning, and they lead here 3-2. We'll keep you updated all night long. The going-ons down in Davis County. Here's the next offering to O'Leary. Strike one. Austin, second baseman, he struck out his first time at the plate. A little blooper behind the pitcher. Second baseman calls for it and reaches up and makes the grab for the third out of the inning. The Indians send the Albia Blue Demons down 1, 2, and 3 here in this bottom half of the fourth. We'll go to the top of the fifth. Albia 1, Clark nothing when we come back. Blue Demon baseball on the air. Doubleheader tonight, folks. Don't go anywhere.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses, and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
This is Mike Gray with Albia Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albia Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albia Motor Company, right here in Albia, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
1-0 Blue Demons as we go to the top of this fifth inning. Defensive changes in the Albia lineup. Victor Sanders will enter the ball game. He'll play left field, and he'll come in replacing Justin McKim. Austin Summers on the mound. He's gone the distance. Here's the first pitch upstairs, bunt shown by the first baseman, Colin Morris. Morris batting 105 on the season. Summers brings the next offering. It's one down in the dirt. And ball two. Austin is yet to pick up a win on the season on the mound, but I'll tell you what, folks, he's had a really solid year on the mound. Here's a pitch. This one outside in the dirt as well. 3-0. Austin will take his time, move the dirt around a little bit. That's always one of the soothing methods for a pitcher. Reorganize that sand around the mound. 3-0 pitch. Take call all the way there, and that'll be a strike one. Nice pitch there by Summers. Austin back on the mound, the right-handed hurler. Looks it in, brings it in, swing and a miss, strike two. Full count here. So Austin's worked himself back. Full count here. Payoff pitch. Here comes the offering. Fastball popped up. A little blooper towards the first base side. Giving chase Austin loose. Giving a run at it, but it lands right inside the dugout and out of play. Boy, you see Austin loose out there moving. He is fleet of foot. Fast kid. big kid, cover a lot of ground. Full count on the leadoff batter of this fifth inning, Colin Morris. Morris, the first baseman. Here comes the pitch. Upstairs, just missed, ball four. So Austin Summers had worked his way back after throwing three straight balls. Put himself in a position to come back in the count. But Morris does survive and gets the base on balls. So the leadoff batter over at first on the walk, and that'll bring up Jacob Redmond, the shortstop. Redmond, 0-77 on the season. Yeah, Clark, a team that on the season has struggled at the plate. 151 batting average, the lowest in the conference. That has actually been a juggernaut at the plate. This team, I think, that can hit the ball. Those back-to-back hits, those string of hits that produce lots of runs. Here's a bunt attempt. Laid down towards third base. Summers comes up with it. Christian Summers, long throw. In time, gets him. But does advance the runner. And that will count as a sacrifice there. That was a difficult play there. As Christian had to come in. The ball, slow roller on the grass. Picked it up, barehanded, threw it the first for the first down of the inning. But that does move Morris down to second base. So tying run in scoring position. Drake Weddle, the center fielder at the plate. Foul ball. Weddle has had 9 plate appearances before tonight's game. That's 12 on the season now, and has not had a hit. And these stats come off of Quick Stat. Here's a pitch. A balk. I turned away just momentarily, so I didn't get to see what happened. But a balk will move the runner to third. So now the tying run is at third base, top of the fifth inning. In these doubleheaders, you play 6 innings. Summers will go into the stretch. Here comes the delivery. Foul ball off the catcher and the umpire. 0-2 count here. So a leadoff walk and a sacrifice bunt moves Morris over the third after a balk is called. So again, the tying run for the Indians, 90 feet away. Summers looks over the third. Zambi will try to hold the runner on. Swing and a miss, strike two. Strike three. Out number two. So two down, and that'll bring up the right fielder, Walker Adams. The leadoff batter on this club, Adams, batting 294. He is the top batter on this team. He's got 3 RBIs. Big, strong, right-handed batter. Summers looks the runner back. Here's a fastball. A little blooper into center field. It's going to die out. No! Oh, yes, it gets past Hastings. Hunter Hastings gave it an attempt. The run is in, and Walker Adams over to second base. Hastings went after it, could not come up with it, and it gets by him. It gets back towards the fence. Hunter, fleet of foot, gets back there in a hurry, holds Adams to just a double. But the run does score. And the game is tied here, 1-1, top of the fifth inning. Taylor Andrew will stand in, third baseman. Had a single his last time at the plate. Two away here. Here's a swing and a miss. Fastball that went tailed away, and he gave chase. Couldn't catch up with Summers' fastball. Another balk. And that'll move the runner. I've seen 2 balks in this inning. I don't think I've seen 2 balks the entire season. So I didn't see what he's doing, but he's not be pausing or Of course, I'm looking down at the stat books as he's going to his windup oftentimes, so I didn't see it. Again, the runner at third base on the balk. Here's a fastball that gets by the catcher. Gravert's going to give chase, but he's not going to get there in time. And the game of baseball, the little details of baseball can really come back to haunt you. And that balk put the runner down third base. And that then that wild pitch will lead to a run for the Indians. 2-1 now. Clark here in the top of the fifth inning has regained the lead. Now this started after a two-out double into a right center field. Here's a foul ball down the right field line. Luce is going to give chase. He goes out to near the warm-up box out there and nearly come up with it. Taylor Andrews at the plate, third baseman. Finds himself in the hole here, one and two. Two gone, nobody on the base path. As the Indians have manufactured two runs here in the top of the fifth inning. Albie trailing 2-1. We'll get you the scoring update from Davis County. Davis County and Sheraton going at tonight as well in South Central Conference action. Here's a ground ball towards third base, and it's going to go foul. Last update we had in was that Sheraton was trailing 3-2, bottom of the fourth inning. Previous to that, Sheraton had a 2-0 lead. Back to action here. Here's a fastball by Austin Summers, fouled and out of play. Count will remain at 1-2, two away here, top of the fifth inning. Gravert, the catcher in this first game. Austin Summers completing the battery. He's on the mound. First base, Austin Luce. Austin O'Leary at second base. Ethan Gray short. Christian Summers over at third. Here's a pitch upstairs, ball two. Victor Sanders coming in reserve after Justin McKim had led off in left field. Center fielder, dead straight away. It's Hunter Hastings, and in right field, Griffin Osing. Here's the next offering upstairs, ball three, full count. Full count here, two away, top of the fifth inning. Summers takes his time, stares it in. Spins, turns, brings the heat, swing and a miss, strike three. The fastball by Austin Summers gets the third strike, the third out, and Albie will find itself trailing by one as we go to the bottom half of this fifth inning. 2-1 to Indians. They get two at the top of the fifth. Can Albie respond here as we come back to Blue Demon Baseball?
Hey guys, this is Big T at Big T Auto Credit in Knoxville, Iowa. We have a great selection of pre-owned trucks, vans, SUVs, and cars. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, we provide financing with affordable down payments and payday payments. We allow you to check each and every vehicle out before you buy. Big T Auto Credit offers buy here, pay here, and is located at 401 East Main Street in Knoxville. Come see us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're closed Wednesday and Sundays. Big T Auto Credit, two blocks east of Knoxville Square.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Two-one score here as we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Albie finds itself trailing for the first time tonight. Now batting center fielder, after a couple of runs scored by the Indians in the top of the fifth inning, a couple of manufactured runs. Albie looking from behind. He's got to find a way to fight back, and no better way to start things off than your leadoff batter, and that's Hunter Hastings. Hastings one for two tonight. Senior stands in. Devaney brings the first pitch. Strike right over the heart of the plate. Hunter, one for two tonight. Consistent batter for the Blue Demons throughout his career. And there's a curveball, call strike two. Hastings, 321 at the plate. Here comes the next offering. Pitch outside. Trails away. 1-2 the count. Last update from Davis County. Davis County leads 3-2, bottom of the fourth inning. Here's a pitch that nearly misses on the outside corner. Curveball that dropped off in a hurry. 2-2 count. Albie trailing here 2-1, top of the fifth inning. Hastings leading thing off, and there's a fastball over the outside corner. Strike three. So Hastings strikes out for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Ethan Gray. Ethan 0-1 tonight. He got a sacrifice bunt in the first inning, then flew out to left his second at bat. Here's a pitch outside. This one is in the dirt. Devaney's done a good job of working both. Two 2-0 here to Ethan Gray. Just a scoring update coming in here. We'll get to that after this 2-0 offering to Ethan Gray. Here's a called strike. Ethan taking on that one. Scoring update to Davis County leading 3-2. Bottom half of the fifth inning, but the bases are loaded down at Davis County for the Mustangs. Here's a ground ball right back to the pitcher. Picked it up. Devaney runs it over and flips it over to the first baseman, second out of the inning. Again, Davis County leading 3-2. Bottom of the fifth inning. And the bases are loaded. Back to action here. 1-3 put out for Ethan Gray, second out of the inning. And that'll bring up Gannon Osing. Osing, 2-for-2 tonight, including a solo home run. The only run tonight for the Blue Demons. Albie's had its runners on base. But again, a common theme this season, the early part of it, is the stringing together of multiple hits and the timeliness of hitting. You can see a team that can put up a lot of hits on the scoreboard, but the hits don't decide the outcome of the game. It's runs. 2-0 pitch, curveball that comes across. 2-1 count here. Two away, Albie trails by one, top of the fifth inning. Or bottom of the fifth inning, check that. I apologize. Albie is the home team. A curveball that Griffin stays back on, and that's going to fly out to the shortstop. That'll be the third out of the inning. The Blue Demons go down 1-2-3 to the top of the sixth. We go the final inning of this ball game. This first one of our doubleheader tonight. Albie finds itself trailing 2-1. When we come back to Blue Demon Baseball.
When you're in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Right now, you can get a $50 rebate when you purchase the Hoyt Rampage or Rampage XT. Get yours at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, 932-2422.
Having problems with your back, your neck, having headaches, feel like you just can't get around like you should? See Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center of Albia. He'll get you on a regimen to rehab your body and strengthen you so the problem doesn't become chronic. Friendly, courteous, caring, and professional. That's Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center at 909 South Clinton in Albia. Set up an appointment at 932-2939.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Albia finds itself in the hole here. 2-1 as the Indians come to bat here at the top of the sixth inning. And in doubleheaders, that's all you play is six. And the pitcher will lead things off. Check that. David May will lead things off for the Indians. Here's a ball that slips out of Austin Summers' hand. It tails away and upstairs, ball one. Austin Summers has went the distance tonight on the mound in this first game. Here's a fastball, and that's a called strike on the outside corner, 1-1 the count. David May flew out to the third baseman for his had his last at-bat. He's 208 on the season. Pop fly. This one flies out to the shortstop. He's working his way around the field. May flies out for the first out of the inning. And that'll bring up the pitcher, Dylan Devaney. Devaney with a leadoff single to begin that fourth inning. Eventually was thrown out trying to steal third base. Right-handed batter stands in. Here comes a pitch from Summers. Goes sidearm. And this one tails away and goes outside. Ball one. One away, top of the sixth inning. Albie's going to have to put together a comeback in the bottom half of the sixth. You really like to keep it to just one run. And that's been the story of this season. And I look at some of the scores. You know, Albie's been right there. The Blue Demons have been in every ball game. Here's a smash right over the third base coach's head. That'll roll to the fence, line drive. The coach showing off his limbo skills. Nearly got a Marie Antoinette over there. A decapitation. 2-1 count here. Austin Summers on the mound. One away, top of the sixth inning. Pitcher versus pitcher. Summers changes up and fouled off. And that'll move the count to 2-2. Austin has trying to develop a changeup and a curveball, but he's really come along with that sidearm pitch. And I haven't seen a lot tonight. But his fastball really can overpower people. Here's a high bouncer. Hit in front of the shortstop. Summers, long throw, high reach, not in time. Christian Summers coming over. Made the play in the gap there. And that'll be an error on the third baseman. So one out here, and that'll bring up Mitch Lampe, the catcher. Look for a bunt here. Lampe, the catcher. Lay down a sacrifice bunt last time. One away. Albie trails here 2-1. We'll keep you updated with the score going on in Davis County. Sheraton and Davis County going out in South Central Conference action. Both undefeated on the season. So pitch outside. Batter did a good job of holding off there. That was a tough one to lay off, particularly after the umpire tonight has called consistently that outside corner. Lampe shows bunt this time. Here's a steal attempt. Throw down to second, and did he get him? Oh, got underneath the tag. It's the first successful stolen base by the Indians. Gabe Gravert has thrown out the three previous attempts by the Indians. This one is able to get down there. So now another runner in scoring position. Pressure really starts to get on this defense. Summers looks back to second, pauses, brings a pitch, and it misses on the outside corner. Whoa. And Gravert then throws it back, and it goes over the top of Summers, and Austin Leary right there to back him up. 2-1 count here, one away. Albia trails 2-1. The Indians got two runs in the top of the fifth inning. Albia's lone run coming off the bat of Griffin Osing, a solo shot home run. Here's ball three upstairs. 3-1 count. Runner at second base. Mitch Lampe at the plate. Austin Summers looks back, trying to hold the runner. Fastball, strike two. Full count here. Boy, this would be a big out. Lampe batting a 143 on the season. Comes a fastball, a shot in center field. Hastings squares it up, brings it in. He's tagging up, and he's going. Throw to third. Hastings hesitated just momentarily. Grabbed the ball, then hesitated to bring it in. And the runner did not hesitate. And that'll be a flyout, but will advance the runner down to third. I don't think Hunter ever expected him to go on that one. I don't think anyone else in the ballpark expected that. But heads up running there by Dylan Devaney, the pitcher. Now we're going to have a runner come in for Devaney. That's Have a courtesy runner coming in for the pitcher. Devaney gets a courtesy runner. He worked his way around from first to third, and they're going to say too much energy to take him out to let him run the extra 90 feet home. But a good heads-up running there by Devaney puts another run just 90 feet away for the Indians. Austin Summers, two away. Here's a fastball right down the heart of the plate, strike one. Got a final score coming in from Davis County. Davis County does get past Sheraton, gives them their first loss of the year, 3-2 in that first game. It is a doubleheader tonight. Here's a shot in the right field. That's going to score a run. And the ball on the throw attempt in by Gannon or Griffin Osing does get by the first baseman, but backing up is Gabe Gravert. So Bailey with the single scores another run. So Albia now finds itself trailing 3-1. And how much did that heads-up base running there come into play? Devaney was at second base. And the fly out to Hunter Hastings in center field. And Devaney was there to tag up and move to third base. I'll be able to keep him at second base instead of letting him get a third. And the runner probably doesn't score. But nonetheless, Albie does find itself trailing 3-1 here in this first game of our doubleheader. Davis County and Sheraton have a doubleheader going on in Davis County. The Mustangs get the first one, 3-2. Davis County coming off of a state championship. They return here's a pitch on the outside corner. That one just misses. Jack and Johnny Flatter run the scoreboard out there, and I got to keep an eye on it because, you know, he's you got to watch him. So I'm betting he's right this time, but the count 1-2. Here's a pitch inside. This one misses 2-2. Davis County, number one when the rankings came out earlier today. They've earned it after a state championship in the Matthews. And here's a runner going down to second base. The throw by Gravert. It's in time, but the tag is there as well. Ethan Gray coming over, covering the bag, and that will be the third out of the inning as Bailey is thrown out trying to steal second base. Gravert's in a good job behind the plate with the throwouts. He's thrown out three of the four stealing attempts by the Indians, but Albia finds itself trailing here as we go to the bottom half of the final inning, the sixth inning. Albia trails 3-1. When we come back, we'll find out if Albia has a rally in store for us when we come back to Blue Demon Baseball.
Hi, it's Amanda from Garver Animal Health Center in Albia. Our team consists of 7 veterinarians and a large, experienced, caring support staff who are eager to serve you. Our large animal veterinarians work southern Iowa and northern Missouri. We provide complete care to companion animals at 3 locations. Give us a call at Animal Health Center of Oskaloosa, 673-5525, Animal Health Center of Knoxville at 828-2101, and Garver's Animal Health Center in Albia at 932-3455.
At Hammer Medical Supply, we understand the importance of providing top quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. No matter what your respiratory needs, home or portable oxygen, CPAP equipment and supplies, or a nebulizer machine, you can be confident about the care you receive from our experienced staff, allowing you to breathe easy with respiratory equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Is a comeback in store for the Blue Demons? We're about to find out. Albia trails here 3-1, bottom of the sixth inning. Austin Luce, the first baseman, stands in. See if Austin can get things going. He's 0-2 tonight. Here's a fastball. It goes right across that outside corner. 0-1. Austin coming into tonight's contest, 357 on the season. Curveball, and it's fouled off. Albia's lone run comes at the bat of Griffin Osing. Solo shot home run. Albia's had its runners on base, but not able to take advantage of those. The Indians here in the last two innings have been able to manufacture their runs, and they lead 3-1. Pitcher's duel going here, our first game. 1-2 pitch coming to Luce. Curveball, ground ball hit slowly towards the shortstop. A long throw, and Austin Luce is going to beat that one out. Boy, is to, as big as he is, you would not expect him to get down the baseline that quickly. But Austin Luce will get the single. Shortstop fielded it, had the throw, but Austin had him beat by two steps. Gabe Gravert will stand in. Gabe, he's 1-for-2 tonight. Reached his last at bat on a single. Every out matters here. Here's a pitch inside. Did that hit him? It did. That'll be a hit pitch. That's how you want to get things going. Yeah, now you got to manufacture something here. Timeliness of hitting has been the issue for the Blue Demons. Let's see if we can get a timely hit out of Austin Summers. The big right-handed batter will stand in. And Austin's definitely got the pop to his bat. He's 1-for-2 tonight, including a single. So Albia with the two-run deficit, the go-ahead run, or the winning runs at home plate, at the plate. Here's a shot up the middle. One hop to the center fielder. Gets by the center fielder. And that'll score Austin Luce on his way to third base. Gabe Gravert. Gabe's going to hold at third. And Austin Summers will have a single that will score one run in the go-ahead run now in scoring position for the Blue Demons. And that'll bring up Vic Sanders. The tying run 90 feet away here. And the Indians are going to call timeout and talk things over. But Austin Summers ripped the cover off the ball. I mean, it went right over the pitcher's head. A one-hop to the center fielder that was like a one-hop to an infielder. It came off the bat that hot, and it was difficult to handle. And that bounce off of the center fielder's knee allowed Gravert to get down to third base. Austin Summers at second. So the go-ahead run, or the winning run. I'm going to keep calling it the go-ahead run, but the winning run. It's over on second base. But the tying run, 90 feet away. So Albie's got to find a way to manufacture a run here. Vic Sanders at the plate. Left-handed batter. There's a pitch outside. Fastball, 1-1 the count. Vic, tall left-handed batter, outstanding athlete, just a sophomore, 107 batting average on the year. Here's a bunt attempt, and the bunt run was on. Sanders fouled it off. Vic a little late to get in there. On a pitch that trailed outside, the Gravert was on his way. Well, I'll be being aggressive here. A one-run deficit for the Blue Demons. Nobody out. Runners at second and third. Sanders at the plate. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Sanders strikes out for the first down of the inning, and that'll bring up Yu Sinclair. Sinclair will come in and hit for Austin or Christian Summers. He'll make the official change. Hugh Sinclair will bat for Christian Summers. So now the runners at second and third. Hugh Sinclair will stand in. Hugh, an outstanding athlete, hardworking kid. Here's a pitch, and it's a bunt attempt right back to the pitcher. Here comes a squeeze, and in there, safe.
The tying run has scored for the Blue Demons. Albion manufactures a run, and Hugh Sinclair gets the job done. And that'll put the winning run just 90 feet away, and Austin O'Leary will stand in the bat. Love that. Love the aggressive style. That's what they brought Hugh Sinclair in to do. Knew what was going to happen there. I've been around this crew before, so I kind of have a little bit of an idea when they made the substitution what they were thinking. A brilliant bunt by Hugh Sinclair laid out there in front of the pitcher's mound. And Gabe Gravert did not hesitate. He relied. You rely on your teammate at the plate. That if you doesn't lay down that bunt, then Gravert's out at home for sure. O'Leary with runners at first and third. One away here. Austin O'Leary, here's a pickoff move. he faked the third and Hugh dives back into first base. Summers over third base. Austin Summers. The winning run standing just 90 feet away. Here's a pitch on the outside corner, strike one. Real important here that Austin just put the ball in play, if you can, to the right side. And their pickoff attempt over the third or first base nearly got him. They do not want to hit into a double play, but you don't want to get it thrown out here in a pickoff. You really fast over there. Good athlete. Curveball hangs upstairs. That's ball one. 1-1 the count. Bottom of the sixth inning, folks. We've had a thriller here in their first game. Tied at three. The winning run just 90 feet away for the Blue Demons. Here's a pitch outside in the dirt, and both runners will hold. Catcher did a good job of keeping that in front of him. That nearly got away from him. 2-1 count. Austin O'Leary. Austin 0-for-2 tonight, but he has had a solid bat this season. O'Leary stands in. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball back to the screen. And that'll keep the count at 2-2. Two-two the count. Austin O'Leary back at the plate. Albie with a chance to win the ball game right here in the bottom of the sixth inning. One away, runners at the corners. And here's a ground ball hit towards the second base side. Austin Summers on his way in. And Albio is going to get the win. The comeback was on. We wondered if it was in the recipe, but the Blue Demons come back after trailing 3-1 going into this bottom of the sixth inning. Albio gets the first game 4-3. They manufacture three runs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Albio gets the win here in the first of our doubleheader. We'll come right back and wrap things up in this first game and set things up for our second one when we come back to Blue Demon Baseball. Albio gets the win 4-3. Don't go anywhere.
Shop and save at your hometown home-owned Jim and Charlie's affiliated foods on North Clinton in Albia 7 days a week. This week, fresh ground 80% lean beef, $2.89 per pound. Fresh ground 85% lean beef chuck is $3.19 per pound. Fresh ground 93% lean beef round is $3.39 per pound. Hormel Natural Choice Whole Boneless Pork Loins, just $2.39 per pound. Jim and Charlie's open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Case IH Magnum Series tractors have set the standard for row crop productivity on North American farms for more than 20 years. Titan Machinery offers you 9 Magnum Series tractors with up to 275 PTO horsepower, including 4 models with a Case IH CVT transmission that raises the bar in mechanical efficiency and ease of operation. For the largest cab in the industry, the leading fuel-efficient powertrain, and the
latest precision farming capabilities,
see the Magnum Series tractors at Titan Machinery 2350 Highway 23, Oskaloosa.
Hey guys, this is Big T at Big T Auto Credit in Knoxville, Iowa. We have a great selection of pre-owned trucks, vans, SUVs, and cars. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, we provide financing with affordable down payments and payday payments. We allow you to check each and every vehicle out before you buy. Big T Auto Credit offers buy here, pay here, and is located at 401 East Main Street in Knoxville. Come see us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're closed Wednesday and Sundays. Big T Auto Credit, 2 blocks east of Knoxville Square.
When you're in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Right now, you can get a $50 rebate when you purchase the Hoyt Rampage or Rampage XT. Get yours at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, 932-2422.
The last seed's in the ground.
Check.
The planter inspected and ready for next year.
Check. Well, Barker Implement will check.
And the tractor that pulls it. This is Sue for Barker Implement. You're going to hear my voice from now on, and you'll like what I have to say if you like saving time and money. Bring in your planter for a John Deere inspection and receive a tractor inspection free.
But the free tractor inspection will only be offered for a limited time.
Learn more at ebarkers.com, powered by green, driven by values.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you, with no obligation, at your home or the funeral home, to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Do you or a loved one suffer from respiratory problems requiring home or portable oxygen? If so, you can breathe easy with oxygen equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. At Hammer, we understand the importance of providing top-quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. That's why Hammer provides a wide variety of home and portable oxygen products and much more. No matter what your oxygen needs, we have a solution for you. Hammer is proud to provide the most advanced oxygen technologies available, each designed with your comfort and convenience in mind. In Sheraton, stop by 914 Court Avenue or call 774-4600. That's Hammer.
Our friendly service and convenient locations are just another reason to bank with People's State Bank. Hi, I'm Vicki with People's State Bank, and we are here to help you with all your banking needs. Stop in and see Jenny, Nikki, or myself at People's State Bank. People you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
People's State Bank's drive-up location is open until 6 p.m. It's convenient, and we're there to help you when you get off work and need to do your banking business. Hi, I'm Julie. Stop by the Motor Bank and talk to Jeannie, Carolyn, or myself. People's State Bank, people you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
Glad you saved it.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
A dramatic finish to our first game of our doubleheader tonight. Coach Cagle stopping by to harass me up here. He said, hey, I saved that for the broadcast, that ending. And what an ending it was. Albia found itself trailing going into the bottom of the sixth inning after Albia had led the first four innings of the ball game after a solo shot by Griffin Osing. The only run of the night for either team. Then two runs were scored by Clark in that top of the fifth inning. Albia not able to answer. And then they picked up one more, what you would think would be an insurance run for Clark. And they led 3-1 going into the bottom of the sixth inning. And then that's when Albia found its comeback, one that you know, we didn't know was in the making. But Austin Luce led things off with a single. Gravert then got hit by a pitch. Austin Summers drilled a line drive right up the middle of the field and scored Austin Luce, moving Gravert to third base, and Austin then went to second on the air by the center fielder. Hugh Sinclair came in and laid down a beautiful squeeze bunt, scoring the tying run as Gravert dove headfirst across the plate, tying the ball game up at three. And then Austin Leary stands in, took the count to full count, and then put a ground ball right between the second baseman and the first baseman to get the RBI to score Austin Summers from third base, and Albia gets the win in this first game of our doubleheader. Albia wins 4-3. When you look at the book, you'd say a great performance by both pitchers. They pitched two outstanding ball games. Austin Summers gets the first win of the season for him as a pitcher. He now moves to 1-3 on the season. Austin had 5 strikeouts and only allowed 3 hits, giving up or allowed 4 hits, giving up 3 runs. For the Blue Demons, Albia had 5 strikeouts for Devaney, but Albia gets 5 timely hits
There in the bottom of the sixth inning, those timely hits that we talked about all year that have kind of plagued the Blue Demons, the lack of those timely hits. But this time in the bottom of the sixth inning, when all the cards were on the table, Albia puts together three hits, and the Blue Demons get the win, and Albia gets four runs on five hits. The Blue Demons get the first one, 4-3, your final score. We'll come back here, take a quick timeout. I'm in my suit and tie. I'm going to go home changing some shorts as we prepare for this second game of our doubleheader. Albie will take a 20-minute timeout on the field. We'll come back here and bring you a second game. In the meantime, enjoy some beautiful and wonderful classic country music right here in Thunder Country KISC. We'll be right back with our second game. You're listening to Blue Demon in South Central Conference Baseball. Albie and the Indians will be back at it in our second game. Albie gets the first one, 4-3. We'll be right back. Keep it right here for more great country music and our second game.